Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 63 for Wednesday, September 16th, 2015. Exploring your world. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/twit and receive a $50 Visa gift card when you get a loan. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. Now, if there's one thing I've learned while working on today's episode, it's that I really, really need to get myself someplace exotic and explore. The last time I did any sort of significant exploration-based travel, I didn't have the benefit of something I certainly take for granted nowadays, the world's information in my pocket. When it comes to exploring the world, so many challenges are made so much easier thanks to excellent apps that do some of the heavy lifting for us. There are apps that tell you what sites to check out while you're away, and more importantly, how to get there. Let's take a look at three apps that will hopefully set you on your way to becoming a skilled, knowledgeable world traveler in today's roundup. If you've ever traveled to someplace in the world and needed a literary companion to give you all that insight, where to go, what to see while you're there, then it's highly likely you've stumbled across the Lonely Planet series of guidebooks. They've been indispensable in my own travels to the Philippines, Thailand, Costa Rica. Can I just say, wow, I really need to make a return visit to any one of those places a high priority. Anyways, Lonely Planet recently released a new app that aims to give its users a perfect guide to one of 12 major destinations. The app is called Make My Day, and it's not necessarily intended to replace the Lonely Planet guidebooks for its destinations, but it's certainly a good additional source. This is a tool to help plan a perfect travel day in one of the supported destinations, and it can be done in advance of your travels. First, you'll select your destination from one of these: Amsterdam, Barcelona, Berlin, London, Hong Kong, New York City, Paris, Rome, San Francisco, Sydney, Australia, Tokyo, and Washington, D.C. You then create a travel day in that region, and the screen you'll see here is split into three areas: the top for your morning, the middle for your afternoon, and the bottom for, guess what, your evening. For each section, you can swipe left or right to navigate through a carousel of excellent destinations that fit that time of day appropriately. As this is all filled with information that Lonely Planet normally charges for, you'll get a few destinations for each block for free, and you can unlock all destinations for a particular city or for a little bit more groups of destinations, like all of the European destinations, for $2.99, as opposed to just one of them for 99 cents. Tapping into a destination gives you the background you'll need, like what it is, why it's worth visiting, how much it might cost when you get there, as well as a map showing where it's located. Once you've dialed in your combo of three places that will occupy your entire day, you can tap this map button and you'll see the map with your locations all pinned together, and a navigation button is there as well, so you can get on your way. Any itinerary can be shared, though the shared info is kind of limited to just the names of the destinations and the pictures, but you can save that out. And Save Your Day adds it to the app for when you arrive. You can pick your favorite day from all the ones you've created and then explore till your feet fall off. This is Lonely Planet's renowned travel smarts made easy. Find Make My Day in the Play Store for free with in-app purchases based on your destination. Now, I'm sure at some point over the last few years, you've heard of the location-based game called Ingress. It was made by a team inside Google, though now they've branched out of Google, called Niantic Labs, and reveled in its own brand of gameplay that required players to get outside with their devices and walk around looking for real-world portals to attack and protect inside the game. Its original gameplay mechanism put Niantic Labs on the map when it came to outfits doing cool things with location inside smartphones. Niantic followed up Ingress with not a game, but an actual location-aware tool for travelers and explorers called Field Trip. Earlier this year, the app got its material design refresh, making everything inside the app bright, colorful, and animated as you tap around, as you'll see. You'll see a handy map of your immediate area when you launch, with a number of colored pins denoting particular areas of interest. On the bottom, you see a carousel of tiles showcasing those areas represented in the map. You can slide that carousel, and the colored boxes on the map will actually animate and pop, revealing where in your area that particular destination is. Tap into any of them, and you'll reveal expanded info pulled from a variety of sources, including magazine articles, Zagat reviews, historical databases. You can actually save any place you see here by tapping the flag button. That way you'll remember to visit that place before you leave town. Now, any location can also be navigated to by getting directions here. And if you want to narrow your search to a particular type of destination, just slide out the side tray to see the many types of categories. Fans of architecture, the best food and drink, historical landmarks, and the cool and unique. This is where you'll want to go when visiting Petaluma. You don't want to miss out on a few of the locations featured in the films Peggy Sue Got Married and American Graffiti. Field Trip brings with it a nice Android Wear component that'll pop up contextual information when you happen to be near a historical landmark or notable location. That way you can keep your phone in your pocket and just explore. Find Field Trip for free in the Play Store. What if you find yourself in a bustling city that you've never been to before, only to find that it has the most complicated and chaotic public transportation system in the world? Now, truth be told, the locals probably don't feel too overwhelmed, but they're used to it by now. And you may feel a bit of shame having to ask those locals for directions on how to get from point A to point B. Well, the app called MoveIt was created just for you. MoveIt actually relies on its social component to keep you up to date with all the information you need to get from place to place using public transportation. It's kind of like what Waze is for road and driving conditions, but applied to public transport. When you launch the app, you'll see a map of your area and some pins dropped denoting different bus stops, train stops, stations, and all those other places you might find public transportation. You can tap any of those to pull up what lines are active or inactive at that particular stop. And if a line is upcoming, about how long you'll have to wait for the next one. Tap any of those lines and you'll then get the route of that line as well as which stop in the route is up next. If it's a line you'll be riding regularly, you'll want to favorite it for instant access later. Now, if you have a location in mind that you'd like to travel to, you can tap the search and enter that location in. Typing San Francisco, I get plenty of destinations as well as methods of transportation like Caltrain or BART. I can select San Francisco International Airport and then pick the time I want to take to get there. If I weren't capturing this app footage at 11 p.m. at night, I'd get there a lot quicker than what you see here, but you see the detailed information that MoveIt gives you. What bus or train to take, at what time, how long it will take to walk from one mode of transport to the next, all the details listed for you so you know exactly what to expect in your journey. MoveIt tells me when to leave by and when each transfer should happen as well, and that can be recalculated if I find myself running behind. Now, like Waze, I can contribute to other MoveIt users. If I'm at a station, I'll tap the floating action button and then add a report. Now I'm given a bunch of colorful buttons that I can use to report conditions like an incident or how crowded it is at the moment or if the station is closed or worse yet, totally missing. MoveIt is fantastic for out-of-towners, but hey, even daily commuters will find plenty useful here. And MoveIt works with Android Wear, allowing you to quickly find the nearest lines to you at any time. Find MoveIt in the Play Store right now for free. Now, another category that would come incredibly handy, of course, while traveling is the category of language and translation apps. Maybe I'll make that next week's category. If you have any insight into those types of apps, hook me up. email your suggestions to me at arena@twit.tv, or you can always post them at the subreddit. That's androidapparena.reddit.com. I made a post today to collect those ideas. And who knows, maybe I'll talk about them next week, or maybe I'm kind of committing to that right now. I suppose I'll have to do that. You win. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode. And that's Prosper. Face it, there aren't many good ways to borrow money when you need it. Friends, family, credit card companies, traditional bank loans. But now with a low fixed rate loan with Prosper.com, there's a better way. You can borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days and use that money for just about anything you want. Pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, put it into your business. How about the new windows and heater that we're rushing to install in our house before the cold weather hits? Perfect for Prosper. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest in you. So you don't have to rack up more debt on your credit cards. You pay them off with Prosper. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, all you have to do is go to prosper.com/twit. And now, and for a limited time, Prosper is actually offering Twit viewers a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest loan. You can get up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card. Go to prosper.com/twit for this special offer just for Twit viewers. And we thank Prosper for their support. All right, up next, an app that will hopefully satisfy your need for catching up on news in the morning. It's this week's big app. This week, I want to take a minute to highlight an app developed by a past coworker of mine from my CNET days. Declan McCullough left CNET a while back to pursue the development of a news aggregation app called Recent News, and it's finally released to the public after a number of months in beta. I've been watching the app develop over that time, and I think it's landed pretty nicely. Recent News is all about customized delivery of news topics tailored to your interests based on your reading habits over time. The app has some nice material design touches, so you'll feel right at home from the start, as you can see here. From home, you're presented with groups of articles that cover a number of your favorite topics. Here, I'm given 15 or so article summaries, meant to take about 1 minute for me to scan through. That way, I'll get a sense of the top stories in each category without spending all day reading all of the intimate details. Of course, you can always dive into any news story deeper if you wish to read the full article. Now, swipe left to switch between those stories, and notice down below a number of related articles from different sites on some of these stories. If you tap this little bubble icon, you'll actually get the knowledge graph with all of the topics from the article split out into their own bubbles. It's kind of an interesting way to display the topics on the story. Any of those can be dragged down to the bottom, so you can follow or unfollow that topic for future stories. Now, swipe left from the home feed to see what's recommended for you. And this will be populated with news articles the more you read within the app, getting better over time, picking up on those signals that you leave. Swipe left again for the hot news feed that surfaces stories that are popular among other users of Recent News. Another swipe left uses your location to surface the top news stories specific to your current region. And finally, the topics list, where you can use the pull down to select any topic that you've already selected elsewhere in the app as something that you want to follow closely. Recent News is designed to bring artificial intelligence into your news reading and provide a quick 1 minute glance at the top stories of the moment. If you've been hunting for a news reading app and you want to be more efficient in your news reading, you'll want to check out Recent News for free in the Play Store. Definitely check that out. And big props to Declan McCullough for a job well done on that app. I've been following it for a while now, so it's good to see the final release. Send me your favorite apps and your categories, if you have them, and you want to share them with me. It's arena@twit.tv. You can always post those as well to the subreddit. You can create your own posts there as well. If you come up with a really cool category that I haven't thought of or that hasn't been posted, drop it in there. Put some apps in the category. Help me out. It's androidapparena.reddit.com. And, I might feature it on a future episode. The show records live every Wednesday around 4:30 p.m. Pacific following tech news tonight. That's at twit.tv/live. And if you can't make the live taping, the show will appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena. Bye, guys.